This is CNN Breaking News.
We are just getting word here of a school shooting. This is what we're getting from the Douglas County, Oregon Sheriff's Department. They are, quote, responding to reports of an active shooter at the campus of Umpqua Community College. This is in Roseburg, Oregon.
Micah, good evening. Law enforcement sources are calling this shooter an angry young man filled with hate. We're also hearing chilling accounts from students, including one 18-year-old student who says she saw her teacher shot in the head.
The United States of America is the one advanced nation on earth in which we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws, even in the face of repeated mass killings.
A gunman killed 9 people before killing himself after a shootout with police. New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof wrote an op-ed that got a lot of traction. He urged the country to take a public health approach toward gun safety.
Joining me now is New York Times columnist Nick Kristof, author of A Path Appears. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Sure. I mean, we have a
He wrote that in America, more preschoolers are shot dead each year than police officers in the line of duty. He quoted the numbers for the year 2013, it was 82 preschoolers compared to 27 police officers.
Now, I hear all the time from people who say, well, what about cars? They kill people and we don't ban them. Well, of course we don't ban them, but we do regulate them to try to make them safer. And if you look at the auto mortality rate since 1921, we've reduced it more than 95%.
Kristof went on to argue for more smart gun technology that could make life with guns safer. Joining us now is one of the people working in that area. Omer Kiani is an engineer in Detroit and started the company Sentinel to develop gun safety technology. He was shot in the face as a teenager. This is not something he likes to talk about in much depth, but he does want to discuss the technology. Omer, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have experience with gun violence firsthand. What happened?
As a child, I did have experience with gun violence, but that's not what defines me. What defines me is I am a gun owner, I have children, and I am a safety engineer. It was always easy to wake up in the morning and go to work because I knew that, you know, the work that I'm putting in is going to save a life when all other systems have failed. And that's what defines me. I'm a founder of a company that's developing the next generation smart lock.
Tell me how the technology works that you are developing.
So the first thing I'll say is most people, when they find out about it, they say, that didn't exist yet. But unfortunately, it doesn't. It's a simple clamp which disables access to a trigger by covering up the trigger guard area. When the authorized fingerprint are used to disable the clamp, you have instant access to the gun.
How long does it take for that fingerprint access to go through?
It's under a second.
Wow. So what is the promise of that technology and what are the limitations here?
So if you look at the gun violence in America, there's a lot of different aspects of it. But the biggest portion of gun violence is accidental discharges, and the second one is suicides. That's what we're looking to solve. That's the problem, that's the challenge that we're faced with. Firearm is a very simple and proven device. In essence, firearm was invented 400 years ago, and there's been very little innovation that's been brought into it. So what we're trying to do here is create a modern solution that will gel well. The reason a dental lock gels with the existing proven technology, which is a firearm, is because it's an aftermarket accessory. It's not a retrofit. It's not integrated into a gun.
So there is a new foundation called Smart Tech Foundation. It was created by Silicon Valley investors after the Sandy Hook shootings. What has been the impact of that?
So as you know, innovation is hard, and it takes a lot to get something off the ground. What Smart Tech Foundation did is it provided initial funding to get projects related to gun safety off the ground. There were 3 different tiers, and my company, Sentinel, which is producing at Dentalog, was the winner of the highest grant. This grant allowed us to take a concept into a working prototype. which allowed us to further gain investors who allowed us to get to beta stage. And now we're tooling up to go to production. Smart Tech Foundation's grant and support was crucial in bringing this product to market.
Some surveys find that gun owners are not eager to buy this kind of technology because I guess there is a fear that maybe the gun will not work in a crucial situation. What's your take on that?
Yes, that is a valid criticism for technology that would be integrated inside a gun. Adenolock has a key override, which allows the user to always disengage the lock regardless of what the electronics are going through. Secondly, we have, 6 months of battery life, standby battery life, so we've done a lot to decrease any issues that could potentially come up with it.
And is your sense as a gun owner yourself that a lot of gun owners want their guns to be safer?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if a intruder breaks into a gun owner's house and uses their weapon, it is the gun owner's responsibility. So a lot of people are looking for a solution that they would be able to disable and secure their guns when they're not in use. There are existing technologies out there that, in essence, do similar things, but they lack the mobility or they lack the speed. So our technology combines the mobility, the speed, and the security.
Have you seen any other ideas, technologies that could address some of the other issues? For example, if a person who legally bought the gun, owns the gun, commits a terrible crime, have you seen any ideas or technologies that address those issues?
Definitely. We need a lot of technologies that will each hit a portion of the problem with the eventual goal of eliminating the problem. With cars, you have brakes, you have active safety, you have stability control, you have airbags. You have so many different things trying to protect a human life. It will be no different. I foresee that it will be no different than in similar thing in the firearm industry.
But it seems that we're just at the very beginning of this journey.
Well, even 1,000-foot journey starts with the first step. So I think this is an important, critical step that we have to take.
Omar, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much.